Finally, Salim Mahmoud Adem, where were you born and what were you doing before you were arrested? Where were you?
أين ولدت وماذا كنت تعمل قبل أن تعتقل؟
أنا ولدت في مدينة بورت السودان شرق السودان.
I was born in the city of Port Sudan in eastern Sudan.
أنا كنت أعمل في منظمة خيرية كويتية.
I used to work in a Kuwaiti charitable organization.
حماد هو زميل العمل.
And Hamad was my colleague.
And where were you when you were arrested?
وين كنت عندما توقفت؟
أنا كنت في منزلي.
I was at home.
في Peshawar.
In Peshawar.
Pakistan.
Pakistan.
And what day was it? What year? What time? Who came?
أي يوم أي سنة من أتى؟
في نفس التاريخ الذي اعتقل فيه أخي حماد اللي هو في 27/5/2002.
On the 27th of May 2002, the same period that Hamad was arrested.
قرابة الساعة الواحدة ليلا.
Around 1 a.m.
And who came to arrest you and what did they do?
متى من أتى إليك يعتقلك وماذا فعل؟
أنا في الليل طرق علي طارق ضرب الجرس.
At night someone came and knocked on the door.
فكان الوقت متأخر جدا.
And it was very late.
فنظرت أنا كنت أسكن في الطابق الثاني.
And I was living on the second floor.
أشوف رجل باكستاني لابس ملابس مدنية.
And I saw a Pakistani man dressed in civilian clothes.
فأنا طبعاً متزوج من باكستان.
And I am married to a Pakistani woman.
فكنت أظن واحد من أرحامي أقاربي يعني.
So I thought it might have been one of her relatives.
ولكن وجدت الرجل يعني يرن الجرس بطريقة غير محترمة وغير عادية.
But the man knocked on the door in a disrespectful way and in an unordinary way.
فمباشرة أنا يعني أيقظت زوجتي.
So I woke up my wife.
وحتى تأخذ يعني وضعية عادية طبيعية.
So she could dress up.
فيعني هم في هذه الحالة كان هناك بجواري بيت يبنى جديد.
Next to me there was a house that was being built.
أعتقد أنهم أخذوا وضعية الاستعداد للهجوم علي من الطابق العلوي.
I think that they were in a position to attack our house from the house next to us. As I was going down to answer the door, I would hear voices from the top. When I went downstairs and opened the door, I heard the attack on my house from upstairs. As soon as I opened the door, They held my hands and they handcuffed me. They wanted to enter my house. I told them, wait a second. I have my wife and children. They said, okay. We will call the women police. A Pakistani woman police officer entered and went upstairs. And I went with them and opened the doors of the apartment. I have two children.
استيقظوا من النوم وخائفين ويبكون.
They woke up scared and were crying.
يمسكون بثياب أمهم ويقولون لي يا أبي يا أبي يا أبي.
And were holding on to their mother's clothing and were calling on me, father, father.
أنا كنت شوية مريض كان عندي دواء قلت لهم دعوني أخذ معي دوائي قالوا لا.
I was a little sick at this time and I asked if I could take my medicine but they said no.
فأخذ الدواء رموه.
They took my medicine and threw it.
فكان عندي عمامة صغيرة ربطوها على عيني.
And I had a short turban so they tied it around my eyes.
زوجتي تسألني أين تذهب.
My wife asked where are you going.
أنا قلت له أذهب مع هؤلاء وإن شاء الله أرجع بعد قليل.
I told her that I would be going with them and God willing I'll be back soon.
أخرجوني من البيت.
They took me out of the house.
وإلى بسيارة جاهزة.
There was a car ready outside.
وضعوني في السيارة.
They put me in it.
وبدأوا يعني جاري الذي كان تحت وكان مسافر بدأوا يكسرون بيته.
My neighbor who was traveling, they started to break down his house.
فبعدما فتشوا البيت.
After they searched his house.
حركت بالسيارة.
The car started moving.
إلى سجن أنا أعتقد هو سجن المخابرات.
To a prison which I think belongs to the Pakistani intelligence.
قضيت بقية الليل.
I spent the entire night.
الصباح طبعا جانا رجل أمريكي وامرأة أمريكية.
And in the morning, an American man and an American woman came to us.
في مكتب المخابرات الباكستانية.
In the office of the Pakistani intelligence.
أنا كنت في طبعا في غرفة انفرادية طبعا.
I was in isolation.
سيئة الوضع طبعا.
Which was a really bad condition.
والجو كان صيف.
It was summer.
وأنا ما كنت نائم الليل.
I couldn't sleep at night.
وتقريبا حوالي الساعة 9 هكذا أو 10 هم.
Around 9 or 10. They started to interrogate me.
أخذوا صور فوتوغرافية.
They took photographs of me.
وبصمات.
And my fingerprints.
وعدت إلى زنزانتي.
And then I was returned to my cell.
صباح اليوم الثاني رجعوا.
Morning the next day.
قالوا لي الصور ما طلعت جيدة.
They told me that the photographs were not good.
ومرة أخرى أخذوا صور.
They took new photos.
بقيت يعني حوالي 11 أو 12 يوم نفس المدة التي بقي أخي حماد.
I was there for 11 to 12 days, the same amount of time that my brother Hamad here.
أنا قلت لهم يعني أين سنذهب.
I told them where are we going to.
سألت الباكستانيين أين سنذهب.
I asked the Pakistanis where are we going.
قالوا نا الآن في أفغانستان انتخابات.
They told us that in Afghanistan right now there are elections.
والأمريكان يعني مشغولين بالإعداد للانتخابات.
And that the Americans were helping prepare the elections.
لذلك يعني أنتم تنقلون إلى قندهار.
And that's why you'll be taken to Kandahar.
ومن قندهار ستذهبون إلى السودان.
And from there you'll be taken to Sudan.
And what happened to you in Bagram?
ماذا حصل لك في باغرام؟
هو الذي حصل لحماد تماما طبعا باغرام.
Exactly what happened to Hamad.
معاملة لا إنسانية كان هناك.
It was inhumane.
للأيدي وللأرجل بشدة جدا.
They tied our hands and feet tightly.
لما نحن وصلنا إلى باغرام.
When we arrived in Bagram.
أيدينا وأرجلنا يعني منتفخة متورمة.
Our hands and arms were swollen.
وبقيت علامات.
And injured.
علامات
with marks.
الأسر لعلها موجودة حتى.
Of the chains.
لاحظت المكان.
Until now.
فكان كثير منا يعني لا يستطيع أن يتحرك.
Many of us could not even move two steps. Because our hands.
وأيضا يعني لما نزلنا ربطونا.
When they took us down and they tied us, and I'm going to explain to you.
لنعتبر هؤلاء الأربعة هي مجموعة أسرى.
Let's consider the four of us a group of prisoners. I'm tied with my arm here. In addition to the chains to my feet.
وهذا الحبل مربوط هنا.
And then roped,
على شكل دائرة. على شكل حلقة كذا غير. ويأتي العسكري يسحبني أنا.
And then a soldier would come and pull me.
أسحب المجموعة.
And I would pull all the rest of the group.
حتى نسم حتى نخو حتى ذهبنا من المطار إلى.
And we were taken from the airport.
إلى صالة القاعدة العسكرية.
To the hall of the military base.
أيوة هناك طبعا جلسنا على جلسة القفصاء كما هي معروفة.
And then we sat like frogs.
وعلى الركب.
On our knees.
وكثير منهم يتألم.
And many were in pain.
حتى كان واحد منهم عنده حديد في ركبته.
And one of them had metal in his knee.
حديد خرج وصار.
And then the metal the metal went out of his knee and he started screaming.
وبعض الناس يتوسل
and he started begging. I need medicine.
وهم طبعا ياخذوا كل ياخذ واحد وهذا الواحد الى ان ينتهي من التحقيق وتغيير الملابس
and they would interrogate him and change his clothes
كل الاشياء التي حكى لكم محمد بعد ذلك
then they would take another person
طبعا لما ياتي واحد هناك طبعا بالمقص يقطع الثياب
when they would come they would get a large scissors and cut off his clothes and then one would be as his mother gave birth to him
what do you mean he had metal in his knee and it came out
الحديد كان في رجله كان في في ركبه
هذا الاخ رجله مكسوره وعنده عمليه
the person had a broken leg and there was a piece of metal in his leg
inside
when they pulled him the metal went out of his
يعني الحديد خرج هكذا
it came out like this
ما يستطيع ان يتحرك
and he couldn't move
وهو يعني يتكلم معهم بالانجليزيه
he spoke to them in English
بالفرنسي
and in French
عده لغات
He spoke many languages. The person's name was Abu Mas'ud.
And
when he spoke, they said that you speak many languages. You are dangerous. They hit him. And it became worse.
Where was he from?
From Algeria.
From Algeria.
Algeria.
But he lived in Western countries, Germany and France.
فكانت يعني ال 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 المأساة شديدة لأن
الربط
بالسلاسل البلاستيكية
because being tied with plastic chains
داخل الجسد
would enter into our skins, into our bodies.
فطبعا بعد فترة يكون الإحساس ما موجود لكن
then
لما نتحرك
يتجدد
الإحساس
but when we would be moved the feeling would renew
طبعا وهم يعني طبعا بهذا هذا بعد ما قدموا مننا التحقيق وغيرنا
after they interrogated us and changed our clothes
والسلاسل موجودة على الأيدي والأرجل
and even when they changed our clothing the chains were still on us
وحققوا معنا
and they interrogated us
طبعا الدكاترة طبعا ونحن عراس جاءوا مجموعة قال هؤلاء دكاترة
We were naked and the doctors came to us
ينظرون هل عندك علامة
And they would look for marks on our bodies
وعلامات بارزة ويسجلوا
If there were distinguishable marks
طبعا بعضهم يتندر يقول ممكن
Some would say
يعني يشبه كذا ويشبه كذا
Looks like كثيرة. This, looks like that
والتحقيق طبعا كان يعني فيه عدة أساليب.
The interrogation followed many methods.
واحد يسأل بأسلوب ساخر وضاحك.
One would be sarcastic. One would be angry. And one was.
واحد يقول لي يعني مثلا مرحبا بك في سجن أمريكا.
One would say, Welcome to America's prison. You will be here for years.
إمكانياتنا أكبر من راتبك. إيش راتبك؟
What we have is greater than your salary.
وبعد ذلك طبعا الأسئلة يعني تلقى هكذا يعني لأن أنا أعتبرها جزافية عشوائية.
Some would ask
مثل السيادة اللي يربي شبكة في البحر.
Questions like a fisherman that would throw nets.
ممكن يصيد سمكة كبيرة.
Might get a big fish or might not get anything at all.
فيعني.
Were you ever hung from the ceiling by your arms?
هل علقت من السقف
بيديك؟ نعم علقت عدة مرات.
Yes. Many times.
كلنا.
لأنني مثلاً بعض الأحيان.
كلنا علقنا.
يعني مثلاً يتكلم جاري يقول لي لا أنت الذي تكلمت.
If my neighbor spoke, they would say you spoke.
ممنوع.
أو لأنه كلام كان ممنوع. أو.
Because we were prevented from speaking.
مرة أنا كنت نائم.
Once I was sleeping.
قوموني يقول أنت تكلمت.
Then they woke me up and said you were speaking.
طبعا واحد ممكن يعلق من الساعة 6 صباحا.
One might be hanged from six in the morning.
إلى 12 إلى 1.
To noon or 1.
And what were you hung on? How were your arms?
طبعا أقول له السجن في بغران عبارة عن cages.
The prison in Bagram was made of cages with small metal doors
فهذا الباب صغير فيه حديد يعلقني في الحديد هكذا ويغطي رأسي
hang me and then they would cover my head with a hood.
يعني لا استطيع ان احك جسمي.
I couldn't scratch.
يعني ممكن
الدم زفش الوقف.
يعني الوقوف لو تحركت كده
if I moved
يعني في ضرب
they would be hitting, they would be making fun of us.
تنمي هكذا تنمي
بعدين
one would become numb.
Did your feet touch the ground?
هل تصلت اقدامك بالارض؟
Yes.
We will be tied with our hands like this. And I'm standing. But I could not sit down. Because I was tied to a high place.
This
was a type of torture in background. It's not the only way.
حدثت لي أبغاني إنه علقوا يوم كامل فأصيب بإغماء هكذا.
طبعا هناك حكايات ما حصلت.
Stories.
يعني أنا قطع.
How you had a bag over your head؟
كان في كيس على.
نعم.
Yes.
هذا أسلوب متبع أصلا.
How long؟
هذا الأسلوب. من السادسة صباحا إلى الواحدة مساء.
From 6 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon.
كل السجناء يحصل. لكن أنا أقول لك شيء في أحمد دربدع تركوه على الركبة واحدة.
One was left on one knee.
وتركوه معلق وأرجو ليس في الأرض.
And he was hanging and his feet were not to the ground.
أنا أيضا عن ال
فعلوا به الواطة.
And he was sexually abused.
I'm
speaking about myself, but the stories of others are many. But as my story is that I was tied from the ceiling as such.
Who sexually abused you?
لا شباب لا لا يخطب عليه تسألك أنت حرية شريكة جنسية
لا
No, I was not sexually abused.
نتكلم عن شخص
We were speaking of someone else.
Who sexually abused that person?
من الذي اعتدى على الشخص؟
أنا سعودي أخ سعودي.
We don't know.
لا
هو يعرف أنا
عارف سعودي.
عادل knows.
سعودي كان
was a Saudi person who was in Bagram.
How long were you in Bagram and then what happened when you got to Guantanamo?
كم جلست في باغرام؟
أنا جلست في غوانتانامو قرابة شهرين
في باغرام
في باغرام في
باغرام. I was in Bagram for about 2 months.
يعني نفس المدة ونفس اليوم الذي تحرك فيه حماد.
And I left on the same day that Hamad left.
And at Guantanamo, was it better or worse?
غوانتانامو كان أفضل ولا أسوأ؟
نعم، غوانتانامو أسوأ.
Yeah, in Guantanamo was worse.
How?
لأن أنا تعاملوا معي تعامل يختلف عن المجموعة التي كنت أعمل معها.
Because they treated me differently from the group that I was with.
نفس المنظمة التي كان يعمل فيها حماد كنا فيها أربعة سودانيين واحد من الأردن.
The same organization that Hamad worked with, they were 4 Sudanese and 1 from Jordan.
لعل هذه المعاملة الخاصة التي عاملوني بها أنا كان نوع من القسوة.
The special way that they treated me was harsh.
لأن أنا أعطيتهم المعلومات الأساسية في الجلسة الأولى بعد مقدمي من باغرام بعد التحقيق الأول.
Because I gave them the basic information when they first interrogated me in Bagram, my first interrogation.
عن سيرتي الذاتية.
About my biography.
عن عائلتي.
My family.
عن مراحل الدراسية.
My school years.
عن مسيرة عملي في العمل الإنساني.
My work with the charitable organization.
بعد ذلك أنا طبعاً قلت لهم لا أرى داعي للكلام معكم.
Then I told them that I did not see any need to speak to you anymore. Then they took me to the interrogation room from the morning to late evening. And I would stay in the interrogation room, which was cold. And then the interrogators there, and I would look at them once. Then I would sit down like this, and they would threaten me, curse at me. Some would say, speak for the sake of your children so you could leave. Some would say, you will stay here for 40 years for the rest of your life like a rat. And the chain that you are wearing right now, you can make it red, make it blue, black. And one interrogator would come and say, look, this is the picture of your child. And after this sitting, I will go to you, your children, but you will remain here. Then he would come and smoke a cigarette and puff in me, puff in my face. There were many different methods of interrogation. I think that the physical abuse could, the effects of physical abuse could go after a week or two. But the psychological abuse with words stays and has bad effects on one's spirit. Because someone would come to you, you're a human and he's a human. But he would depart from his humanity and treat you like an animal. And you would be amazed. What changed this person? There's no doubt that he studied at a university and might have many degrees. But Guantanamo, is a strange picture of humanity. How can a human be a tool for torturing another human being? Guantanamo also had physical abuse. We saw people whose backs were broken. Their fingers were broken. Their legs were broken. Some would have their good teeth taken out and their bad teeth left in. They would sometimes perform an operation and leave pieces of cloth inside a person. Then they would write medical reports and promise you medicine but would not deliver it. Some who would speak during interrogation might receive the medication. Some fair doctors would say, speak at the interrogation so we could your problem would go away. I can't do anything. In Guantanamo, a doctor might be under the supervision of the most least ranked guard. A guard might say that the number is such and such, don't give him medicine. In Guantanamo, sometimes some would be given the wrong medicine. Some in Guantanamo, some of the doctors went back to the United States because they did not want to work in Guantanamo in these conditions, because some had humane or humanitarian feelings.
Did you meet any psychologists there?
هل قابلت أي من الأطباء النفسيين؟
طبعاً أنا ما قابلت لأننا كما ذكرنا لكم يعني
I did not meet any
لأن حدثت لنا مواقف
because we had certain situations
يعني بعض الأخوة يعني قبلوا أن يأخذوا أدوية من ال من ال من الطبيب النفسي على أنه دواء نفسي.
Some accepted to take medicine from psychologists that they were told was medicine.
وصار يعطوهم حبوب مخدرات.
But they gave them drugs.
يبقى الأخ في حالة غيبوبة.
And one would be passed out.
حالة إدمان.
In a state of addiction for a long period of time. Many of the prisoners the psychologists were the ones that tortured them with medicine because they don't speak during interrogation.
What kind of
medicine?
But I saw my neighbor who was from Uzbekistan. They would inject into him and he would sleep for 3 or 4 days on the metal in the cell. And then after that he became addicted. His name was Abu Bakr. And then Abdurrahman from Afghanistan. And Sultan Al-Jawfi from Saudi Arabia.
خليدات من أفغانستان.
خليدات.
يعقوب الخليدات.
يعقوب from Kazakhstan.
From Kazakhstan.
وإيش اسمه؟ خليدات من أفغانستان.
خليدات from Afghanistan.
وكان أيضا من باكستان.
Others from Pakistan.
دكتور جراح.
ودكتور أيمن من اليمن.
And Dr. Ayman from Yemen.
هذا أخصائي عظام يعني. جراح.
هو طبيب أخصائي عظام.
Who was a surgeon,
who was a specialist.
What about all
of
all of them became addicted to the injections.
يعقوب القزقي خرج من كوبا ونتيجة هذه الحبوب مجنون.
يعقوب from Kazakhstan left Guantanamo. And he became insane.
Where were they injected?
أين تم حقنهم؟
اليد.
كان يحقنهم في اليد أو في الفخذ.
Under arms or thighs.
في الغالب في اليد يخرج يده.
Mostly under arms.
من هذا بعد يعطوه الحقنة ينام أيام.
Once he was injected, he would sleep for days.
يعني يكون إيش؟ يأكل الطعام.
He would eat and then sleep.
يأكل وينام.
He would eat and sleep.
ممكن تكون نصف شهر أو شهرية.
This injection might be monthly or semi-monthly.
أنا رأيت بنفسي خرج.
What I saw.
خرج قبلي من غونتانامو وكان.
One who left before me.
قبل
غونتانامو before me.
كان جاري في العنبر.
Was in the chamber.
كان مجنون تماماً.
Who became completely insane. And despite that, they would punish him harshly.
فهذه الأحداث مجتمعة جعلتنا نحن نخاف من شيء اسمه سايك دكتر.
And because of all of this, we all became afraid of dealing with psychologists.
لأن بعد وهم في الآونة الأخيرة أيضا لما أنا انتقلت إلى السجن السادس.
Recently, when I was transferred to the sixth prison.
سجن انفرادي مسمم.
Isolation.
للأذية إضاءة شديدة وبرودة شديدة.
It was very cold and there were bright lights.
ومقطوع عن العالم طبعا.
We were cut off from the world.
جدار أعظم من سور الصين العظيم.
A great wall like the wall of China.
ما نستطيع أن نرى الشمس.
And we could not see the sun.
حتى ولو أخرجونا إلى الممشى الممشى.
Even if they took us
to walk out.
This room that we are in right now is much bigger than it.
يعني ممكن اثنين من الممشى أو ثلاثة يكون بحجم هذا الغرفة.
Two could barely walk in it.
فكان يعني في هذه الفترة هم يأتون بالأطباء النفسانيين للاستطلاع.
During this period, they would bring psychologists to look at us.
شهريا يأتي واحد.
Monthly.
ويقول أنت تريد تتكلم مع الطبيب النفسي؟
And one would come and say, do you want to speak to a psychologist?
مع مترجم و.
With a and he would come with a translator.
فطبعا الناس كانوا يعني محتاطين جدا من الأطباء النفسانيين.
People were on guard from psychologists.
لأنهم فقدوا خاصية. عملهم كأطباء.
Because they lost their specialty their as doctors.
Were any of you injected?
أي واحد فيكم تم حقنه؟
لا ما
في
النفسانيين ولا
أي.
النفسانيين. No.
لا.
No. Salim Mahmoud Adem, when were you released?
متى تم الإفراج عنك؟
أنا في 13/12/2007
December 13th, 2007 with Adel
Hamad. And yeah. Do you suffer yes. any effects today? It's what 6 months later.
هل تعاني من أي تأثيرات بعد 6 شهور؟
نعم.
Yes.
ألم موجود في العظام؟
Pain in my bones.
ضعف في السمع في البصر.
Weakness in sight and hearing.
طبعا هذا كله نتيجة لل.
معدة كيف
معدة.
And my stomach.
طبعا هذا نتيجة لتعرض لفترات من البرد في السجن.
This is because we were placed in cold places for a long time.
وقضيت أكثر الوقت في سجون إفرادية.
And I spent most of my time in isolation.
وكان في عقوبات كثيرة علي.
And there were many punishments against us.
لأن أنا كما قلت لكم كنت يعني.
As I said.
من 2004.
From 2004.
إلى لحظة الخروج.
Until I left.
ما كنت أتكلم في التحقيق لأنه.
I would not speak during interrogation.
كنت أنا لا جدوى من هذا.
Because I saw no use in doing so.
Did you know? Did you know any of those who committed suicide?
هل عرفت أي من الشخصيات اللي انتحرت؟
كلهم.
All of them.
وأنا لا أقول أنهم انتحروا.
And I don't think they committed suicide.
What do you mean?
ماذا تقصد؟
ما استعني.
يعني أنا أقول هؤلاء الناس يعني الثلاثة الأوائل.
I think the first three.
يعني نحن في الساعة 12 في الليل كنا نسمعهم.
At midnight we heard them.
بعدها بربع ساعة.
And after 15 minutes.
أعلنت حالة الطوارئ في.
The emergency situation was announced in the camp.
وحتى المعتقلين اللي كانوا معهم في نفس العنبر.
And even the other prisoners in the same chambers.
يعني استغربوا من الأمر قبل قليل كان عندهم حفلة.
They were amazed at what happened. They had an evening of entertainment where they were singing. And
لكن كل الذي أعرف أن الثلاثة الأوائل.
But what I know is that the first three.
أنهم كانوا منذ أن جاءوا في عقوبات.
From the time that they arrived, were subjected to harsh punishments.
يعني تستطيع أن تقول ممكن ماتوا من التعذيب.
You can say.
لأنه كثير منهم كانوا مضرب.
You can say that they might have died because of torture, because all of them.
Hunger,
we're on hunger strike.
Ali Abdullah
from Yemen.
وياسر من السعودية.
ياسر from Saudi Arabia.
مانع من السعودية.
مانع from Saudi Arabia.
كلهم كانوا في فترات إضراب.
All of them were on hunger strikes during their punishment.
ياسر كان عنده عملية.
Yasser had an operation
في ظهره وكان الدم يسيل منه عدة سنوات
and blood would bleed often.
علي عبد الله كان مضرب إلى قبيل أن يموت.
Ali Abdullah was on a hunger strike until before he died.
هذه الظروف
المحيطة بهؤلاء surrounding these guys
يعني تجعلنا
makes us
نشك في أنه ممكن تخلصوا منه.
That makes us doubt or think that they might have been taken care of.
Salim,
we don't know.
Did you witness anyone waterboarded?
هل شاهدت أي من الشخصيات يدخل رأسه في الماء في البرميل؟
نعم أنا ما رأيت في البرميل.
I did not see waterboarding.
ولكن جاري أمامي هكذا.
But my neighbor.
طبعا كانوا هم يعني أساءوا إلى القرآن.
They insulted the Quran.
فنحن طبعا رفضنا أن نسمع إلى أمرهم.
So we refused to listen to the guards.
فهم كانوا يأتون بقوات الشغب.
So they would come with the riot police.
ويدخلون على الناس.
And enter into the cells.
في العنبر واحدا واحد.
One by one.
فدخلوا على أخ يمني.
So they went into the cell of a Yemeni brother.
اسمه عثمان.
Whose name is Uthman.
بعدما ربطوه يديه إلى الخلف.
After they tied him, his hands to his back.
أخذوا ووضعوا رأسه على
فتحة الحمام.
فتحة الحمام.
They put his head to the toilet.
وشغلوا الماء.
And turned on the flush.
يعني عدة مرات.
Many times.
ونحن والمعتقلين كلنا نرى هذا.
All of us could see it.
فكان يعني هذا منظر سيء جدا.
This was a horrible sight.
What had they done to the Quran?
عملوا شنو القرآن؟
طبعا بعض العسكر يتعمد إنه مثلا يرمي المصحف.
Some of the guards would intentionally throw the Quran.
طبعا والإدارة المعسكر كل مرة تعدنا بأنه لا يكون في اعتداء.
The management of the camp would always promise us that there would be no insults to the Quran.
ولكن كما هو معروف.
But as it is known.
كان إهانة القرآن نوع من الأساليب المعتمدة في تعذيبنا من وزارة الدفاع.
Insults to the Quran was a method of torture from the Defense Department.
وأنتم تعرفون أن أكثر من 300 أسلوب نفسي.
And you know that more than 300 psychological
كان قد method of torture was used
to torture us.
وكان منها هذا اللون.
And this was one way.
لأنه ممكن نحن وأنتم كلنا نتفق على.
Because we can all agree that the Quran is a holy book.
وكانت الحكومة تعترف بأخطائها
and the authorities or the government would admit its mistakes.
تعترف لنا في الداخل.
They would tell us inside and to the world that this guard would be put on trial.
ولكن يظل هذا الأسلوب مستمر إلى حين خروج كوبا كان موجود.
But this method would still be used and remained until I left Guantanamo.
Did you know when the peace protesters came down to Guantanamo?
هل عرفت لما وصل متظاهرون للسلام من خارج غوانتانامو؟
نعم.
وصلوا هل عرفت بهم سمعت بهم
نعم سمعنا
yes we heard
بهذا وسمعنا بأن حقوق الإنسان
and we heard that human rights
أرادوا أن يأتوا إلى كوبا
groups wanted to come to Cuba
لكن فرضت عليهم قيود
but they were prevented
رفضوا وآخر مرة تقريبا أربعة من أعضاء حقوق الإنسان كلهم من النساء
and then we heard that four human rights activists
منهم من الدول العربية الإسلامية
all four women and two from Arab or Muslim countries
زاروا قلتنا ولكن
visited Guantanamo
عليهم
but with conditions placed on them
ولكن لا أحد من الأسرى يرعاهم
But none of the prisoners could see them.
لكن أخبارهم كانت تسلنا عن نشرات التي يأتي بها المحامون إلينا.
But their news would come to us via our attorneys.
Adel Hamad, did you hear the peace protester, the human rights activists outside?
لكن
سمعنا انه حقوق الانسان طالبت اكثر مره بزياره المعتقل
we heard that human rights groups asked more than once to visit the detention center
لم يسمح لها لكن سمعنا تظاهرات خرجت وجاءت الى البوابه الخارجيه للمعتقل
but we heard that there was a protest tried to enter from the back the back or outside gate but they were prevented from doing so
طبعا الجهة الإنسانية الوحيدة اللي كانت معنا في داخل السجن وكانت ملاحظة أو مشاهدة كل شيء
the only humanitarian side or group that witnessed all of this that was with us inside
كانت منظمة الصليب الأحمر
was the Red Cross
يعني الصليب الأحمر شاهد عيان لكل ما يحدث في غوانتانامو
Red Cross is a witness to everything that happened in Guantanamo
أبو غريب
in Bagram, Abu Ghraib and Herat
كل السجون الأمريكية
and all the American prisons
طبعا اعتداءات كثيرة جدا على كبار في السن
there were many abuses against the elderly and children
وأنا بنفسي أحكي لكم قصة شاهدتها
I can tell you a story that I saw
ولد عمره 10 سنوات
a 10-year-old boy
معتقل
who was arrested
معنا في باجرام
with us in Bagram
ويبكي ويقول اخرجوني من هذا المكان لماذا تحبسوني
who was crying and saying get me out of this place why are you holding me
وكانت في عسكريه جيده تاتي
and there was a soldier that would come
وكانت تعطيه حلوى
that would give him sweets candies
تعمل له هكذا تدور وهكذا حتى
and would play and play with him
ويضحك
hold his hands and so he could and he started laughing
وهذا الطفل نفسه
And this child
سافر معنا في نفس السفرية إلى غوانتانامو.
Flew with us to Guantanamo.
وأشياء كثيرة جدا يعني.
And many similar stories.
يندى لها الجبين ويخجل الإنسان يقولها.
One is embarrassed to say.
وطبعا هذه كلها أنتم كمسؤولي حقوق الإنسان مسؤولين عن هذه الأشياء.
And you as human rights activists know of these things and are responsible for.
ولا بد أن تكافحوا.
And you should struggle.
وتجاهدوا. هذه تلك الحكومات أو حكومتكم وحكوماتنا كلها أي حكومة
against any government
تنتهك حقوق الإنسان
that abuses human rights
ونحن معكم
and we are with you
يدا بيد إن شاء الله
hand by hand
في النضال والكفاح
in the struggle
حتى نعيد الحكومات إلى العدل
so we can make governments just
وإلى الحرية
and return to freedom
وإلى الديمقراطية الحقيقة
and real democracy
وإلى العدل والمساواة
and equality and justice
شكرا
well Adel Hamad Amno and Salim Mahmoud Adem we want to thank you for taking this time to talk to us in the United States.
الحديث معكم.
نحن
thank you.
نحن
أيضا. We also thank you.
لا تنقطع العلاقة بيننا وبينكم.
That our relationship continues.
وإن شاء الله يعني نحن نريد تساعدونا.
And probably
حتى يغلق هذا المعتقل.
Until this detention camp is closed.
كل المعتقلات السيئة.
And all the bad detention camps.
وتعود للولايات المتحدة الأمريكية.
And for the United States.
كل القيم.
for the United States to have its values returned to it,
القيم الطيبة الجميلة,
which are good and which are good,
ولا بد أن تغير حكومة بوش,
and you must change the government of Bush.
لا بد أن تغير حكومة بوش.
You must change the government of Bush. We want a government for the United States that would be an example to the world. We want you to be happy. And for all people to be happy and peaceful. Don't give your votes to Bush.
ما تعطوا أي واحد من حكومة بوش أصواتكم.
Or anyone from the government of Bush.
كونوا ضد بوش, عكس بوش.
Be against Bush.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this. Good night.
Good night.
Where are they speaking? In an office? Are they in an office?
Yes, we're in an office.
Yeah.
Well, it's late, and why don't we call it a night? And don't forget about those envelopes that we gave to you earlier. Thank you very much.
Book signing. Oh, yeah, tell them about the book signing. Tell them to tell them.
There are books outside for sale, and Amy is going to sign books by her. And me too.